tropical storm Iota is forecast to hit Central America. Forecasters say the storm is expected to strengthen to a major hurricane when it hits Honduras and Nicaragua on Sunday. They warn of 120 mile per hour winds, torrential rain, and rising sea levels. The region is still reeling from the effects of Hurricane Eta, which killed at least 200 people earlier this month. Parts of Guatemala, Costa Rica, Panama, Belize, El Salvador, and Colombia have been warned to prepare for life-threatening flash flooding and river flooding, while coastal areas of Hispaniola and Jamaica may also see life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. In the United States, demonstrators favoring President Donald Trump are marching through the streets of Washington Saturday, and several rallies are being held in support of the president's unproven claims of fraud in the November 3rd election. Mr. Trump has refused to concede the presidential race to former Vice President Joe Biden, the projected winner of the election. Trump cites irregularities in several swing states. State election officials have reported no serious irregularities with the vote that would affect the outcome of the race. The rallies have been promoted by conservative media personalities as well as white nationalists and have fueled plans of counter demonstrations organized by anti-fascist and anti-racism groups. The head of the World Health Organization warned that there's a long way to go in managing the coronavirus pandemic and said that countries should not rely solely on a vaccine. His words came as U.S. drug maker Pfizer said a vaccine they are developing is 90% effective against COVID-19 based on initial results from its large late-stage trial. This is VOA News. Tensions between the Ethiopian National Government and forces in the northern Tigray region are widening.